Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode.
So as we are winding down the 23-24 CASPA cycle, everybody is excited that the new cycle is going to open at the end of April. And with this, if you follow us at all, you know that we really harp on choosing the right PA programs for you. So there are some obvious things to look at PA programs. For example, do you meet the prereqs, where the program is, etc. But today I want to talk about a few things that you might not have thought about when it comes to considering which PA programs are right for you. So let's dive right in with our first one. So first one I want to talk about is length of schooling. So if you know anything about the PA education, is that most programs are around 2.5 years, somewhere between 26 and 30 months. And the majority of programs kind of hit this mark. Usually you have a little over a year in didactic, and then you have a full year in clinical rotations. And that's the way a lot of programs structure their curriculum. But there are some programs that have different timelines. For example, there are some programs that do 3-year programs. So around 36 months for your program. Now, most PA schools are year-round, and so you have to think about, hey, if I'm going to school for 2 to 3 years year-round, most of the time you don't get a whole lot of breaks, right? Maybe you get a spring break, maybe you get a week in the summer, etc. So PA school, unlike other graduate programs, is typically year-round. So with some of these 3-year programs, you do get a little bit of a longer break, but for a lot of them, it just means that you have more time in didactic, more time in clinical. So the good thing about taking a 3-year program is that you know that every PA program you have to learn the same amount of material, right? And so instead of doing that in 2 years, these programs give you 3 years to learn that same amount of material. And so for people who like maybe a slightly slower pace, or maybe just want to have more time in didactic, maybe want to have 1 or 2 extra clinical rotations, a 3-year program can be a really, really great choice. If you're someone who maybe wants a little bit more breaks in the curriculum, you can check with those programs and see if they have a little bit more breaks as well, because most of the time it's kind of round the clock curriculum, and that can really, really burn students out. So look at those programs that maybe are the 3-year programs or a little bit longer programs, because that might kind of stretch out what you have to learn throughout a longer time period. And then on the opposite hand, we have those programs that are accelerated. So we have some programs that are 2-year programs. So they're 24 months, typically a year in didactic and then a year in clinical. So these programs are really great because you get out quicker, right? You don't have to pay as much tuition because it's only 2 years instead of 2.5 years. But with these as well, you have to remember you're still learning the same amount of information. You're just learning it in a shorter time frame. So people who have really strong clinical skills or really strong medical background, this might be the right thing for you. But you do have to remember it's going to be accelerated. So everything you've heard about PA school, it's like a fire hose, right? You're learning so much information in such a short time. Well, this is going to be even more so because you only have 2 years. So maybe length of time is something that you might want to think about when looking at your PA programs. Another thing I think that we don't talk about enough is cost of PA programs. Now, most of the time, most students are not financially able to just pay outright for tuition. So a lot of us are getting student loans. That's how I was. And so cost should at least factor in. It shouldn't be the first thing you look at, right? If you get into a PU program that's more expensive and that's the one you get into, then go for it. But if you get into multiple programs, you might want to look and see what the costs are, because they can vary greatly. There are some PA programs that are super affordable comparatively, and there's some that are very, very expensive. So there's some that may be $180,000 while someone else might be around 80, right? So that's going to be a huge difference in how much you have to pay back if you are doing student loans, etc. If you have the financial resources to pay for it, then maybe this isn't important to you. But for a lot of us, cost is at least something we should look at, especially if we're trying to decide between a couple schools and we're not really sure how to choose. So look at the cost. Look at the cost of tuition. Look at the unexpected costs. Are you going to have to pay for your own medical equipment, or do they buy it for you? How do rotations work? Are they going to send you out of state? Do you have to find your own housing, or is that something that's going to be provided to you? How much is not only tuition, but those lab fees, right? Do you have a cadaver fee, etc.? So kind of figuring out what the cost is might be something that's important to you, because PA school can get very, very expensive, and most schools do not allow you to work during PA school. I remember I actually had to sign a little thing saying I would not work during PA school. And the reason for that, it's not that they don't want you to make an income and be able to have that money. It's the fact that it's just so overwhelming and so consuming that students who work typically can struggle in the curriculum because they just don't have enough time to learn everything. So we'd rather you not work and make it through PA school than try and work a job on the side and then maybe not be able to matriculate because you failed something or you didn't meet academic standards. So looking at the cost of tuition, or looking at the full cost of, is it 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years, etc., might be important. Now, one thing to say is that not every school has an in-state and out-of-state tuition difference. Some schools do, a lot of the public universities do, but a lot of these private universities, it doesn't matter if you're in-state or out-of-state. So for a lot of these universities, your residency won't matter as much, but that is something to check into as well, to see if the cost is going to be different for you depending on where you're from and where you're planning on going. Another thing we should really think about is rotations. Now, there are some core rotations that all PA schools will have, but within that, there is some flexibility. So for example, some schools have an elective rotation, meaning where you can choose to do anything in any specialty. Some students have an elective rotation where they kind of limit you to a few different specialties or just to certain specialties. Some schools have more than one elective rotation, which I think would be really cool. I know I wanted to do two or three different electives in PA school, but I was only able to choose one. So you might consider applying to a school that has an elective, if you're interested in that, or that has a core rotation that's something you're interested in. For example, orthopedics is a core rotation in some schools and not in others. So I had to use that as my elective because I was very interested in orthopedics and sports medicine. But some schools is actually a regular part of their curriculum, and then maybe you get an elective on top of that. So looking at the clinical year, kind of how that's structured, what goes on with the different clinical rotations, maybe you're really interested in OBGYN, maybe you're really interested in something like hematology, kind of figuring out how that works in their program might be something to help you if you're narrowing down between programs. Another thought is take a look at the curriculum, right? And see if there's anything in the curriculum that you really love. For example, maybe they have a cadaver lab and you really want to do a cadaver lab and you think that that's going to be really conducive to your learning. Well, then maybe choose a school that has a cadaver lab. Maybe you are really into volunteering and some schools have volunteering during the didactic and or clinical year. And so you want that to be part of your curriculum. Well, choose a school that look at volunteering. So if you get accepted to multiple schools and you're having trouble really kind of figuring out which school is right for you, or if you just are trying to apply to programs and you're trying to narrow down your list from, let's say, 25 to 15 programs to apply to, then look at some of these criteria, right? We do recommend you make sure you're a strong fit for a program, that you like the mission and the values, that you think you're going to do well there, and that you are a good candidate for that program first. But if you are lucky enough to get accepted to multiple programs, or if you're going to be applying to multiple programs and trying to narrow it down, some of these things are things that you might not have thought of. I think program selection is one of the most fun parts of your CASP application, deciding where your future is, deciding where you're going to go. This is where you're going to make lifelong friends. This is where you're really going to learn the skills for your career in life. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So I think this is one of the most fun parts of your CASP application, and I hope you do too. Well, I hope this episode helped you. If it did, please send it to another pre-PA friend who is interested in getting accepted to PA school.
And thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.